You know you're kind of a big deal, right?
Bitch, yes I do. That's because I consider fisting first base. But you do know you're kind of a big deal too.
Well, that's because I respect the process. Duh.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
This is Kind of a Big Deal podcast with Terry Miller and Douglas Parks.
Yo, people.
Hello, good people, and welcome to another episode of Kind of a Big Deal with Terry Miller and
Doug Parks. That's DougLasParks.
So today we're getting together to talk about some random stuff. First, to kick it off, we're going to talk about The Foolest Podcast.
The Foolest. T-H-E. F-U-L-L-E-S-T.
The Foolest.
The Foolest.
So Doug's pretending like he's at a spelling bee tonight for some reason. Not sure what that's all about.
I don't know. Might be what I smoked on the way home.
Oh, fuck. Speaking what? Of that, keep talking.
No, I got it. I found it.
Oh.
I put it in my box because I didn't know why I was just sitting there.
Kyle gave it to us.
Okay. Kyle?
Yeah. Brother-in-law Kyle. Leslie's Kyle.
Oh, I was about to say I'll have to blow him later, but I can't if it's a brother-in-law.
No. Can't do that.
No. But anyway, like, yeah, that's awesome. I saw it. I put it in my box. It's safe.
Yeah. He said, thank you for spending time with us last time. Here's a favor.
Whatever.
Please give this to Doug.
I'll hang out with him more often. We should hang out.
Yeah.
I want to learn how to do the glass stuff.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah, I would like to learn that. His art.
Doug and I are currently going on a business adventure as we start up a new t-shirt making company. And we've kind of not talked about it extremely in depth or anything, but
we have talked about there'll be like different branches of the company because yes. I have a lot of ideas for good t-shirts that are pretty like would be pretty offensive to a lot of people, you know, but like a lot of gay people, open-minded people, people who don't give a shit, they're going to think it's funny as hell and they're going to love them, you know?
Yeah. So the open-minded section is going to have a name, and then there's going to be our more politically correct shirts, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
That are going to have a different branch and a different name.
Yeah.
And then the company that's going to be the company that's umbrellaing that will be Doug and I's company with one name altogether.
Yeah, I think the political branch should be called Neither One of Us is Lying and show the Democrats and Republicans standing there denying lying.
Okay, we'll have to talk more in detail about that.
Did I tell you that I texted him? Joe Biden texted me today.
No.
Joe Biden, quotes here, sent me a text message saying, I want to thank you for your support as candidacy for president, whatever. I don't know who it really was, but they probably didn't like what I said. Oh, that's your phone. Let's see. Go ahead. We'll talk amongst yourself while I find this.
So, Joe Biden is really weird. I've seen a lot of things like he said, and I don't know if it's 100% true because it's videos from like different things, and so they might be edited. But like some of the stuff he says and the way he presents certain things is like really.
Oh. There's little styrofoam pieces in there flying around.
Oh, okay. We made a makeshift air conditioner out of a cooler to help cool the room down a little bit because the AC couldn't keep up because it was so hot today.
Oh. Well, I answered back. I said, I'm not with any of you, Republicans or Dems. Need to get your lying horseshit together. Grow up. Then I'll be on your side.
Wow.
That just do it. Like, cut out the bullshit. Cut out the bribes. Cut out being paid. Cut out all the hookup shit. Cut out fucking poisoning our vaccines. Vaccines work if you don't put the poison in them. So quit fucking poisoning them. You know, quit fucking playing the games. If you're worried about the earth overpopulating, then fucking put all your money toward the technology to get us in space. And fuck trying to kill us. Put that money to somewhere else. I wouldn't care if you raised the taxes a little bit. If you'll stop fucking taking money from me everywhere else. Those extra taxes could go toward a space program that could have us living on the moon or on Mars. Put your money into that shit. The Jetsons was supposed to already be a thing by now. We can live in different levels of the sky. Have different territories. Why can't I have a house that's in the sky? Like 5 seconds away from the equator.
We could have Star Wars,
like,
too.
Come the fuck on. Like, the horse shit is enough already. You know, you're a fucking coward and you're not a man if you take money to go against your principles and what you believe in. Then you're worshiping money. You're not worshiping God or any type of creator or any type of goodness or whatever you believe in that's right. You're fucking wrong and you're fucking sinning against yourself. That shit doesn't do well with you. It fucking makes you depressed. It makes you crazy. And people sell out every day. I go to work and I'm a sellout. I don't fucking want to do my job. I don't love that job. But I go there every day and I do that fucking job and put a smile on my face and be political and be right so that I don't get fired. But I'm just being fake because I do not want to be there. You know what I mean? So, like, yeah, just we as a people need to stop fighting amongst each other. Stop letting people control who we believe in, what we believe in, how we believe, and start believing for ourselves and get together as one and be, who cares? You're not going to get everything you want. But if people would stop fighting over the dumbest shit, skin color, religion, I don't care who believes in what. I don't judge them. But this is you. I keep thinking, get your friend away from me.
And it's also, he doesn't look at you differently because of the color of your skin either. I mean, neither of us do. Neither of us judge you for who you are. We have no room to judge. We're not perfect. Nobody's perfect. So until you are perfect, then that's when you can start judging people.
I can tell a story about how personally I dealt with racism. I, for years, belonged to an all-black church. I was the only white guy there. And I didn't care. But there was a lot of members in the church that believed that I shouldn't be there because I'm white. And they called me white devil behind my back and, like, made little comments. And when I'd walk up to people, they'd walk away, you know. And there was always, like, in the corner looking at me and talking shit. And I had to deal with that. So the deacon of the church and I got real close. And we went to a gospel jubilee in Baltimore City. And it was like a big auditorium set up with a stage. And these performers were up there singing Christian music. So I'm down there with Horace and his mom, and I'm having a good time. Well, there's this old man who was sitting behind me. And as soon as I walked in, he glared at me the whole time, just glaring at me like pure evil glare. And then when the music would get to going, this man would walk up in the front and he'd be praising Jesus and clapping his hands. And for no reason at all, just turn around and just glare at me like, like he's stepping at me or something. And Horace and his mom are getting upset about it. And they're wanting to say something. And I'm like, come on, guys, it's fine. Just let it go. You know? And then I didn't let them do it. But I felt scared and uncomfortable because I didn't know what this man was going to do. This man didn't know me, but he hated me purely because I was white. And I didn't belong in his church because it was all black people. I felt fine in there. I actually felt at home and felt comfortable because I didn't care. But this man made me aware that I'm somewhere where I don't belong in his eyes. And I was afraid for my life. Because I'm like, how many other people in here are going to fucking jump on me if this old man jumps on me? And I was really scared. And I was trying to keep Horace and his mom down. But we finally left. And Horace is like, I am so sorry. I was like, you know what, Horace? It's okay. I said, I'm fine. We made it through it. It's good. You know, I didn't let it hurt me because I made it through it. So I tried to just draw strength from it, you know, but yeah, that was a terrifying situation. And I'm not telling this story to say I understand what black people feel like because I'm not black. I understand what I felt like as a white person with all those people in there. And it only took one person to not treat me right. But the rest of the people were ignoring it and weren't doing nothing about it. They weren't stepping up to support me and have my back. And I think that's what black people mean. The white people that have their back. If you got a racist friend that's saying something ignorant, you don't just let them say it. As a white man, you turn around and say, you know what? You're a fucking piece of shit. You want to hate somebody for their skin color? I hate you because you got a fucking freckle in your left ear, you bitch. You know, like, stand up for them. I think that's what they want, because that's what I wanted that day, was for all those people in there to stand up for me, and I wasn't getting it. I was alone. I was scared, you know? And if I had to deal with that every day of my life, I couldn't imagine what it would drive me to. Just dealing with it that time. You know, now I dealt with other racial issues in that church because the assistant pastor of the church, his son went to school with me. We went to middle school together. I transferred to another school, so I never saw him again. But when I started going to this church, he's the son of the assistant pastor of the church was there, and he hated me because I was white. He was racist as hell, and I didn't get it because he didn't act that way in school. But now here in his church, he's pissed off because he thinks and believes that white people shouldn't be in black people's churches. So now he's the racist one. Like, him thinking that is racist as fuck against his own people. Like, why would you want to segregate your own people from something that they've been trying to not segregate themselves from for so long? It just didn't make sense to me. But that was his shit. It didn't hurt me or bother me. I wasn't afraid of him. The church did stand up for me on that because the pastor told him one day if he didn't stop, he was out. And she threw his ass out. She kicked him out of the church. He went to a sister church and lied and started all kinds of shit. But it just showed who he was, you know. But the church had my back that time. Sorry.
So, no, I just had a thought. And I didn't want to lose it.
No, you're good.
Not just on the racism side of thing, but also on the prejudice side of thing. You know, everybody fights so hard to be different. And different's great, because you can't make a garden with all the same flowers. The most beautiful garden has different gardens have different flowers. So in order to make a beautiful garden, you need different people. And that's what the world is. The world is filled with different people, and we're all flowers. So be different and embrace your different side. Don't hide from your different side. And when it's ridiculed, stand up for your different side, much like people are. However, it's not just a race thing that people sometimes feel secluded when they're different. It's a prejudice thing for lesbians, gays, trans, bis, all of them in the LGBTQ community feel left out sometimes. And it's completely different than the world of, I mean, I want to say it was completely different, but it's slightly different than the world of African Americans and what they have to deal with and the brutality and things like that. And there was a conversation that was had through a group today that I was a part of, and they had said, well, all lives really do matter. So why does everybody get mad when you say that and say that it's racist? And they get mad when you say that because of the way that it was presented by so many people. People that were bigoted and were racist used that as a term or phrase to get back at the Black Lives Matter movement.
Yeah, like, let them have their fucking saying. Who cares?
Yeah.
They can have whatever saying they want. I don't have to match it or outdo them. I'm not in a competition with them. We are equal. So, yeah, who the fuck cares? Like, I do like the ones that say gay lives matter, because gay people are being preyed upon and dealt with in a negative fashion, the same, in a lot of the same way, you know, especially gay black men. Oh, God, they got it really bad.
Yeah, and for the people in the LGBTQ community that fought at Stonewall and rioted at Stonewall for their rights and what they love and everything, we are who we are. And nobody can ever take that away from us. I am who I am. Doug is who he is. We have our own dreams, our own aspirations. We just want to live our life to the fullest. And we want to do that in the most positive and happy way possible. And when you constantly have people that are pushing back, there tends to be an issue. But anyway, so moving on from this and going back to the fullest podcast. So Doug turned me on to a podcast about some really interesting things. I was listening to it today. An interview with Judy Mikes, I think it was. Dr. Judy Mikes.
Yeah. Mikovits.
Mikovits.
Mikovits. I shared it on the kind of a big deal podcast Facebook page.
Yeah, I looked it up myself to see if it was actually like in sound because I wanted to listen to it in the car.
Yeah.
And you can't listen to YouTube in the car without leaving your phone on. And I don't like leaving the screen on my phone because I'm afraid it's going to burn out. But so I turned it on today on the way home and I was listening to it. And I only got like probably like 10 minutes into it. But it was really interesting and I was very drawn into it.
Now you have to realize when you're listening to this stuff that there's two sides to every story, okay? People are both right and both wrong. And sometimes people are angry about a situation. So they will tend to drive that more toward their way. So whenever you listen to all these podcasts, even us, Terry and I, like you want to fact check things. You want to see where their source came from, who might be promoting them financially, you know, things like that. You just want to check all that stuff. And like, that's what I like about the Fullest podcast is a lot of the people she has on there, they talk about real stuff, you know, especially John F. Kennedy's son, John F. Kennedy, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., you know, a very hard man to listen to because his voice sounds like he had some lung damage to his throat or something. But the stuff he's talking about is amazing to hear, you know?
Sorry. Yeah. So, no, you're good. So I completely agree that the podcast is good, and I agree with fact-checking. Always fact-check. And remember, all of this is a person's opinion. Don't get upset for somebody giving their own opinion. When you start getting upset for somebody giving their opinion, you are then degrading who they are as a person. And that's uncalled for. That an opinion is like an asshole. Everybody has one. So allow them to give it. If you don't agree with it, give them the middle finger and move on.
Yeah, I was watching TikTok today and there was this old lady. She's on there giving people the finger all the time. And I keep laughing at her because I picture my grandmother if she was like that. My grandmother was more like Rose Nyland off Golden Girls. Just as prim and proper. But that little bitch had a side. Yeah, I miss my grandmother. I love her so much. Like my only, literally the only family member I have that just loved me. You know, even when I was a fuck up and making a lot of mistakes, she just loved me. And if I could say anybody on this earth ever showed me God's type of love, it was my grandmother, you know, and I miss agree. Her a lot. I'd fucking miss her so much.
I agree. My grandmother, she was the meanest and nastiest bitch to everybody. And then as soon as the grandkids walked in, she was like, hi, sweeties. How you doing? Would you like something to drink? I got Kool-Aid. I just made it. So, like, she was just the sweetest person to her grandchildren. And she didn't have all that hate towards us. So we seen her in a different light than a lot of people did. Because she just was fed up with how nasty and rude people were. And in her defense, and I don't mean to make excuses for people who are nasty to others, but she was ex-Amish. So when she got married to my grandfather, she was shunned from her community.
Yeah, see, I never knew that.
And
that your grandmother was Amish.
Yes, she was ex-Amish.
Your dad looks like a little leprechaun. He looks like an Amish man.
That's from his dad. His dad's short.
Yeah.
I mean, his
parents. I can see you as an Amish guy, though. I can see a little bit in you.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you'd have to be skinnier because they tend to be thin, like all of them. you know, that.
But when I was younger and I was thin, I looked a little Amish. If I would have had a beard, I would have looked really Amish. But
Amish didn't grow their beard until they get married. So
yeah, I know. But she was definitely so sweet to us, and I have such great memories with her. I actually have some very funny memories of her, like, freaking out on my dad and yelling at him about random stuff, and it was just so funny. Like, I just, and I was also a kid, so I mean, kids take things differently, and that's just how kids are. They have thick skin and they really don't give two shits what they say or do. They're innocent, so they could pretty much do whatever. But I have to agree with you. I miss and love my grandmother. And I still have a grandmother on my mom's side. And she lives in Texas. I don't get to see her much.
Does she love you, though?
Oh, yeah.
Does she not judge us because we're gay?
No.
Then why don't we go see her?
We can. She's invited us down.
You
need
to save up some vacation time. We'll go down here and get to see her. We got to spend time with her. We'll do like a whole week or something, or 2 weeks.
Okay.
Go down there and really spend time with her, because you're going to miss that when she goes.
Yeah.
Like, there's... I'd gotten in some trouble when I was younger. So the last 6 years of my grandmother's life, I was in jail. And she died while I was in there. And I have always regretted that, because her and I were super close. And we were right, like, every day I'd get a letter from her. Every day we were writing each other. And if I didn't get a letter from her, I started worrying, you know? And one day the letters stopped. They started slowing down a little bit. And then just all of a sudden stopped. You know? And I knew that she had had breast cancer. I knew it was getting toward the end. So one day I was in group and I got a phone call to go up and see the counselor, and I went up there and I walked in. I could tell by the look on her face it was something really serious. And I said, "Who died?" And she put her head down, and I said, "Was it my grandmother?" And she said, "Yeah," and started crying. And I started crying just because she was crying. This counselor, a CO, an officer, cared enough about me to cry because she had to tell me this bad news, knowing I'm in jail and can't do nothing about it. Because my parents could have come and gotten me and taken me to see my grandmother at the funeral, but I would only have gotten 5 minutes, and it would have cost them $6,000 to have me brought there just because to see my grandmother. And I was like, I'm not doing that. That's not my grandmother anyway. You know, my grandmother's with me even more now than she ever was. So I feel her there all the time, and I hear her. I got words of wisdom she would tell me, or things she would say. I hear it every now and then, and I know it's her sitting there, you know? So I'm good. But, you know, like, there are police out there that care about us and want good from us. There are bad COs and good COs. There are bad cops and good cops. There were some correctional officers that treated me like I was vomit and tried to get me in trouble for no reason. I even had one try to set me up one time because I was nice to him and said, "Thank you." And he's like, "Why are you being nice to me? You trying to do something? You hiding something?" And fucking had my cell shook down. And one morning I was cleaning my cell and I found some drugs underneath the bed and flushed it down the toilet. 5 minutes later, the police and the drug dog came running down on my cell. I think that motherfucker threw some shit under my bed because he hated the fact that I was nice and polite, and he was trying to get me in trouble. And after that happened, I wrote to my counselor and I went and told her what happened, and they had me moved from that facility because of that. You know, and she's like, "You handled it the right way." She's like, "Thanks for letting us know." You know, so like, not all of them are bad. You know, but there are some assholes that are just fucking mean for no reason, because that's what people are. Some people are just fucking mean and vicious, and other people are nice and kind.
I can agree. And on the topic of, you know, people that have been influential in our lives, is my Uncle Chris has been hugely influential in my life. From the time that I was a young kid, you know, seeing his struggle with alcoholism, and he went to jail a couple of times while while I was a child before he had passed. You know, those things taught me a lesson as I was growing up, because I was very, it was very, I was very impressionable at that time because I was young, and seeing him go to jail and learning about jail from his perspective when he got out and things like that is what really deterred me from being that quote unquote bad kid. And I think that the most amazing thing was is the love that he had had for me and he had shared with me in the time that he was here. And now that he's gone, I still remember him and I still have those memories in my head. I still smell that nasty ass brute shit sometimes, and I'm like, Uncle Chris is watching me.
Brute.
And
brute.
Yeah.
I have a memory with brute too. That's funny.
Yeah, he always wore brute. And like
that lady on the podcast we were talking about just now, the Fullest podcast, the guest that she had on there.
Yeah.
She was talking about, because she's a doctor.
Yeah.
And she like, she said they found the cure for HIV and AIDS and cancers and all that stuff, but the drug companies put a, they shut her up from telling what it is and talking about it and blah, 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 and put a gag order on her and stuff like that. And she even went to prison for 5 years because she tried to tell that there was a cure for these things and that they had found it. So they wanted to shut her up because they want to make money off the disease. You know what I mean? So Big Pharma shut her up. But she was talking about drinking tonic water because it contains quinine, whatever okay. that is. Well, when I drink this, it tastes like a grapefruit to me. Like that bitterness in a grapefruit, that's what it tastes like. So I'm about ready to Google and see if that's where they get that flavoring from, is grapefruit.
Yeah.
But,
and I mean, so like I can mix that with stuff and drink it, but I don't think I could ever drink tonic water straight.
It tastes like shit.
It does.
But she swears it's really good for you. Did you get that thing that I sent, that 106-year-old guy who's still mowing his yard and he doesn't have any joint pains or nothing?
No, I did not.
He said he retired at 92 as a surgeon, as a heart surgeon, not because he had to, but because he didn't think it was fair to the patients that somebody that old was working on them. You know, but he still could. He still has the memory when he was 20, and he's been a vegan half his life. So at the age of 60, he decided to become a vegan. And it totally shut down any of the normal aging process that you would have. And this old man's like I don't know. It's like, like I'm so caught up in what to do. Like, if you could live like that as a vegan, because like we have flat teeth for the most part, and like according to religious beliefs, the Bible and stuff, and a lot of other religions, they teach that we were originally vegetarians. You know, we became meat eaters over time. For probably, there was probably a plague on the earth that killed all the vegetables and fruits, and all that was left was meat. So we had to adapt. You never know.
So I know it's a really unpopular thing to talk about, especially in the Christian community. However, Darwin actually was talking about this kind of stuff in his whole evolution theory. And it wasn't that we evolved from monkeys. The graph of the human or the monkey that ends up a human was his depiction of how we change and evolve over time. He didn't say we evolved from monkeys. He said that we can adapt and evolve to any surrounding. Therefore, yeah, in this case, we could have been strictly plant eaters when we were first created.
Yeah.
Over time, we evolved to have the teeth that we have,
yeah,
because of the eating of the meat and all of that kind of stuff. If you ever like read the Bible or go through the Bible, how many times do they talk about eating meat?
Well, if you think about it, how many people have been alive since the first man, let's say?
Nobody.
Trillions. trillions of people have existed, like more than that has existed. And if everybody looks differently, then how much different do I look compared to the first man made? You know what I mean? And if you did dig him up, maybe his skull was shaped different, because over time people evolve, people change. We probably don't look at nothing all like the first man that was created. You never know.
Yeah.
You know, like we don't know. And if Lucy was dug up, like scientists believe that Lucy was that primitive ape that was a person, and that's how we evolved from. Maybe we did look like that. We don't know. Over time we evolved. I think there was times when we were a lot bigger and taller, and probably times when we were a lot smaller. But because of decomposing, you know, the only tombs we've ever found was the mummies. We've never found tombs that were, say, 1 million years old. What if you found 1 million-year-old tomb, and it was this weird type of tomb that you found, and all in this tomb were these skeletons that were like 12 feet tall?
Yeah.
That would have meant we were giants at one time. And through evolution, we shortened ourselves because the world was getting so populated that we just started getting smaller and smaller so that we could fit on it. There's like all kinds of possibilities, and the Bible backs it up. The Bible talks about giants and stuff. The Bible talks about dinosaurs, but you don't hear that shit. You get people in there like saying this was true and this happened, and they argue and fight over it rather than saying, you know what, that's anything's possible. But I do believe there's a God that created everything. Fine. That is your sole belief. All the rest of it is just man-made arguments. Somebody wrote down an argument. That's all they did. Because nobody's going to see things or understand things the same way the next guy did.
Yeah, and you instead know? Of a pastor saying, this is my representation, this is the way that I view the Bible, instead of saying that and then talking about it, they just want to say, this is what you need to believe. This is what is real. This is what is true. This is what is said. And then they preach and they preach and they preach. If you go to that church for 2 weeks and they do the same two sermons, you go to the next church, the topic of the sermon, not exact word for word.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Then you go to another church and they do the same two topics. They're completely different.
But a lot of churches today have gotten away from the religious churches more so, but they're still there. Like Catholics, if you go to a Catholic church anywhere at all this week, all the churches are going to have the same sermon going on because the higher ups decide what they're going to talk about. But each individual pastor, like you're saying, gives it a different way. His fingerprints on it, his belief systems on it, his accent is on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's what you're trying to say.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, because I'm Christian. I've never sat through a Catholic sermon, so I couldn't tell. But
it's, I mean, you get a good cardio workout. I think that's why a lot of Catholics are skinny. Like, honestly, I do. Like, I've been to Catholic churches just to go, just to see. And it's a lot of praying and up and down and different prayers. And it hurts my knees because my knees hurt.
Yeah.
So being on my knees, I can't do it. So I kind of sit sideways. And then they like frown upon it because they're supposed to be on your knees because that's their belief and all that. But it was interesting. Honestly, like the only thing I don't agree with as far as that is that you can like go and pray to these different people that have died and become saints. Like, I don't know what happened to you after you died. I don't care what you did here on earth. You're dead. You're dead just like me. Like, we'll figure that out shit out later. I'm only going to, you know, go to church. I'm only going to serve and praise one God. You know, I'm not going to be praising all these saints and stuff like that. You know?
Yeah. And but everybody has their own belief. Everybody has their own way of viewing things and their own interpretation of things. And when people start
into the floor,
oh man, got some gum on it.
How the fuck did I get gum?
I don't know.
See, I took that parking spot like I shouldn't have, and I'm already starting to have bad things happen.
Oh,
by the way, he's home.
Oh, is he?
That's why Savannah called me.
Oh,
there's a guy across the street and they're at war with his parking spot. And me, against my better judgment, let myself get involved.
Anywho, so moving right along on this episode, we're going to stop for a second and we're going to talk about Midnight Alchemy. Midnight Alchemy is all natural products that make you feel better, using nothing but non-GMO, gluten-free, and non-animal tested products. Doug and I have personally used the pain-relieving balm, and it is amazeballs. It starts working after about 10 minutes and makes you feel so much better. We've also tried the Thieves Oil, the exfoliating face masks, and Earthly Realms Therapeutic Body and Room Mist.
How was that face mask?
Awesome.
I think like the paste, did you do the paste wrong or something? Maybe we should have used maybe like an oil or something to get it pasty, like an olive oil. But she said to use water, so.
Yeah.
But it helped. It like really did.
Yeah, it did.
I forgot to ask about that. No, I've been using the Thieves Oil like crazy. Like I got scratched by the cat the other day and I put it on there and it took the itching and burning away.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's also, it says it's antibacterial, antifungal, and antiviral. And it's an oil, and you could put it on your face, your hands, in your hair. My scalp was itching. It stopped that. I don't know. But, like, I actually love it.
Stops my scalp itch, too. You know?
And I asked Karen if this was a purely blend oil, whatever, like super concentrated. And she said, no, it's already blended to be ready to use on your hand. Because if it was concentrated, it would burn your skin because of the oils.
Yeah.
So, like, I had thought about putting it in some lotion and stuff. So I asked her, and this is great, ready to use. So yeah, go ahead with your commercial. I'm sorry.
All Midnight Alchemy products are hand created by Karen Jones, one awesome human being that cares about making you feel better. For more information and to order, follow Midnight Alchemy on Facebook at facebook.com/midnightalchemy423. You can also go on to Etsy and search Midnight Alchemy LLC to order products from Midnight Alchemy. Midnight Alchemy, the power of healing naturally.
And her teas are really tasty. I love her teas. Just saying.
I haven't tried them yet.
There's some right there that she had blended. I don't think she was selling that one. I think that's something that she had blended that I used to drink when I'd come hang out before coronavirus and all that. And like I would drink that. I think that's what she sent me. But yeah, but her teas, I love her teas.
All right, so let's take a second and tease tomorrow's episode.
I would like that.
Tomorrow, yeah. So this episode that we're recording now will be up tomorrow. And then Friday night, we will be recording an episode that will be up on Saturday. So Saturday's episode will be an episode about the current state of our country and what our Black Lives Matter group is fighting. And we have two guests. It's Michelle that was on before and Daniel Fendura, which is her son.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk to them about how she feels about everything that's going on and what she has to do to teach her son that is a mixed young man and all that kind of stuff. Plus get a little bit of feedback and perspective on where Daniel comes from his point of view as being the child in this situation and learning from it. Well, he's older now. He's not a,
yeah, he's a grown up.
Yeah. So
he's just like, they're both like two of the sweetest people I've met in my life, you know?
Oh, yeah, hands down.
Yeah, hands down, like two of the best people I've ever met in my life. And I met her through my cousin Karen, who had started a book club in Havity Grace. And I joined the book club to support her and actually enjoyed it and liked going. And honestly, I haven't read a book from the book club yet, but being around the people and just listening to them talk about the books, because honestly, I love to read, but I just haven't had time with everything going on. And I've been reading lately again, but I need to get back into that. So when the book club starts back up, I will be able to participate. So, but yeah, I met her at the book club and she's one of my favorite people at the book club. and Joe, another guy that I just met, that he's super amazing. I love him. You know, so like, yeah, like eventually I'd like to have Joe on sometime too on the podcast.
Yeah, as we keep getting out of this coronavirus quarantine stuff, we're going to have a lot of guests. We have people that love us, people that want to talk with us, and we're going to share all of that with everybody. And we're really excited about that, about starting our business and moving on with our lives and all of the adventures that we have. So, real quick, I just wanted to talk a little bit about how sweet Michelle and Daniel are. Michelle posted about Daniel graduating, right? Graduation?
I think that was a thing that was older.
Yeah, it was from 3 years ago.
Yeah, it was a memory on Facebook.
Yeah, it was a memory on Facebook. And the comments that ensued was just so sweet towards them and their accomplishments. And Doug comments, well, I am not biased, and everything your mama is saying is true. Amazing man with an amazing heart. I got nothing but love and respect for you. So Daniel comes back with Douglas Parks, got nothing but love and respect for you and Terry. And I say, Daniel, you're a badass, is how I would kindly sum it up. He said, thank you, and claps his hands, and then replies with that, got the badass from my mom. Amen. Because I agree, because she is badass as well.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to share that. I mean, I know you guys don't know them, but if you do know them that are listening, they are sweet people, and you already know that.
And I want to give a shout out to the Canadians. I hope you're still listening to us. We haven't forgot about y'all.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to make it up there and visit y'all sometime.
Yeah. Michelle is going to bring us up.
We'll take a road trip.
Yep.
I've never been to Canada. I've always wanted to go.
I've never been to Canada either.
I've always been intrigued by Canada, too. I think it's like started really long. Honestly, it started with that 70s show. Because they're up near Canada.
Yeah.
So when I would watch that 70s show, they go into Canada and stuff. Ever since then, I've been thinking about Canada. And of course, like Bigfoot and stuff like that. I wonder if he goes up there. So like, there's a whole Canadian thing with me, you know? I've always wanted to go.
Yeah. So if you are listening still, write us. Go on the Facebook page and message us or send us an email to KOABDpodcast@gmail.com and chat with us, because we would love to come up. We would love to know what area you live in.
And we'll do a podcast with you.
Yeah, and get together and do a podcast. I'm sure you have some great topics to talk about. We have some stuff that we could probably bring with us.
And we would love to hear really how stupid you feel Americans are.
Exactly.
Because I know we're idiots. I'd like to hear what's being said.
Yeah. So yeah,
the truth does not hurt me. It sets me free.
And to all the rest of our listeners, we appreciate it because you are what makes this possible. Anybody that's new to listening, you can subscribe on the Purple Podcast app or follow us on Spotify. That helps us.
Help you.
Help you. that allows us to keep going. That allows us to keep making episodes. That shows that we can do it, and it'll give us more opportunities to monetize this, to build our podcast.
Yeah, we've made what, like 19 cents so far?
No, we've made 90 cents.
90 cents? Oh, yeah. Cool, yeah. So we're almost there.
So spread the word, share, tell people about us, because, I mean, we're weird as fuck, but we love doing this. We love having fun. We would love to have you on as a guest. Anybody that's listening can be a guest. There is a multitude of possibilities. There's a cell phone that you could call us and we can record it. You can FaceTime us. FaceTiming and the video chats are not always the best because they will flicker and go in and out because of the
internet. But I love the idea of our listeners calling in and us getting to know them.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like there's tons of podcasts out there that are honestly so busy they don't really deal with the listeners too much.
Oh, yeah.
But I would like to talk to the listeners and get to know the listeners.
Yeah. I mean, they're what keeps us going. So we have to support them listening to us and supporting us. So in the next couple of months, we are probably going to be starting giveaways that you could go onto the Facebook page and like and comment a certain word. And then we will pick somebody to win the giveaway. So we're going to start that in the next month and have some fun with that. We're also, we mentioned a couple times starting our t-shirt business. So look out for that link that will be posted on the Kind of a Big Deal podcast page. You could follow us on our socials. Follow Doug on TikTok at DouglasPark7. You can follow me on TikTok at Terry Clay Miller Jr. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at TerryMiller91 and Terry has two Y's. Follow the podcast on Instagram and Twitter at _cast. And then, of course, like us on Facebook at fb.me/kindcast. So anything else that you would like to talk about in the wee hour?
I'm good. I would like to know how to read messages from our Facebook podcast. Like, okay. Kind of a big deal. I'm just checking for messages. I don't see where anybody has said anything or made any comments.
Yeah. Nobody has really talked too much on it.
Yeah.
Share the Facebook page. We would love for you to do that for us. I know we're asking a lot, but we really do appreciate everything that you do as we build this podcast and build our fan base. Next year, hopefully, we have the resources and the area to do a YouTube version of this podcast for people to watch instead of listening. Some people like to see the interaction instead of hearing people talk. So we're going to be working on that. We also are still working on developing Tea Time with Paul Douglas, where guests come in and sit down for Doug's talk show.
Coronavirus has messed that up.
Yes. And then we have a surprise in the works that we are going to try to accomplish. And I really hope that we can do it. It's been something that I have had the idea to do for a little while. And I would really, really, really like to bring it to fruition. So we hope that you guys join us.
What's
tomorrow.
The idea?
It's called Mistress of Mixology. So you have three judges and you have somebody come in that mixes the drinks. So they are the mistress of mixology.
So you would have to have a whole bunch of types of alcohol? Like a bar?
Yeah. You would have to have different types of alcohol. A bar. Three seats by the bar.
Can I be the Simon Cowell judge? Because I'm pretty picky about taste and stuff.
You can be.
I'll be mean to people.
You could be one of the judges.
I'll be like, you think I'm supposed to drink this fucking filth and let it flow through my body and come out my penis? It's not even worth flushing down the toilet.
So, and we're just going to have different people that are the mixologists come in, and the three judges give them a name for a drink, and they have to make a drink that goes with that name. And then the judges have to try it and judge it, so whether it's good, ugly, or I can't remember the other things.
So if I said decomposing skunk, the other judges would have to drink whatever these people made?
No. You guys, all three judges together, come up with a name.
Yeah. But and I then, like decomposing skunk.
Okay. Then let's see if they can make it. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's in the works. I mean, I would still love to do it. I've had plans to do it. So we'll figure out how to do it.
I mean, the only way to get decomposing skunk is to take Samuel Adams Winter Lager and open it up and leave it sit out for like 2 or 3 weeks in the sun and then drink it.
Ew.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about.
That's just skunked beer.
It's nasty.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, and for those of you who do care, Benny Puss isn't on my lap right now. Mainly because it's hot as fuck up here. But also because he's being an asshole lately. He just wants to sleep.
Poor Benny Puss. So anyways, until next time, stay true, hug somebody, and always be a big deal. Bye.
Bye-bye now.
We love you all.
We love you long time.
Follow Kind of a Big Deal on Facebook at Kindcast or fb.me/kindcast. You can also follow the podcast Instagram and Twitter at kind_cast. Check out our podcast anchor page at anchor.fm/kindofabigdeal. Follow Terry Miller on Instagram and Twitter at terrymiller91. And on TikTok at Terry Clay Miller Jr. Follow Doug Parks on TikTok at DouglasParks7. XOXO, stay true. This has been a production of Claywater Productions. Listen to our other podcasts, Off the Beaten Path, Tackled, Kind of a Big Deal, Carpool Podcast, and Tea Time with Paul Douglas. You can listen to all of our podcasts on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and anywhere else you enjoy listening to podcasts. Bye!